Lauren Osley says if she could change her vote on Florida's Stand Your Ground law, she would.
Frankly, this is one of those decisions that keeps me up at night. There are very few votes that I question, and that is one.
Osley voted for the law during her time as a state representative from 2000 to 2008. The law justifies using deadly force in a life-threatening situation or in the case of a home or car invasion. But since recent acts of gun violence in the country, Osley is regretting her decision.
It was, presented to us as a very important, as a very emotional property rights law, and it has been completely misapplied. And if I had it to do over again, I would certainly not vote for it.
She joins Democrats Arnina Grice Walker and Josh Johnson for the Florida House District 9 race. There's also one Republican running for the seat, Jim Messer. He says discussions on issues like Stand Your Ground and concealed and open carry are difficult, but they need to continue among legislators.
We need to look carefully at gun ownership in this country, and we need to balance and be careful with what we do constitutionally between the right to own one and the right to be safe from people that have them as well.
Meanwhile, Democrat Grice Walker, who says she served in the military, calls for more extensive training for private gun owners.
When you open something up and you tell everybody they can have this, and they have it, and they don't have the proper training that they need, then that's where we run into problems.
Ann Johnson, a self-described progressive, says the solution involves mental health legislation and better gun regulation.
It has to be harder to purchase a gun, and we've got to invest in mental health, because when we see the disparities between the people who commit these heinous crimes on both ends, there usually is some stem of a mental health concern that could have been caught at the crux, but it wasn't.
The four candidates joined the last episode of WFSU's Political Perspectives Wednesday. Listen to the podcast at WFSU.org. For WFSU News, I'm Tori Whitley.